Here we are. It's the Sunday after Easter, otherwise known as Low Sunday. I appreciate those of you who are here. It's called Low Sunday because a lot of people aren't here this particular Sunday. I call it Associate Sunday because if there's an associate pastor, they're usually the one preaching this particular Sunday. We've been busy. We had Lent. We went through that. Some of you may have given some things up over Lent. Some people give up like chocolate or bad habits like snacking at night. Or people sometimes fast and give up food. I don't know why you'd want to do it for the whole Lent, but people do that kind of stuff. And sometimes people add things like Bible study, prayer. We're trying to work our lives into a place where we can get a better connection with Christ. And that's what we're doing through Lent. And then we had Holy Week, which is my favorite part of the Christian calendar. Some of you might think that's a little strange, but I really, really like Holy Week a lot. But we're busy. We're doing a lot of stuff, and everything is building in the year to that one day, Easter. We're waiting for Easter so we can celebrate that Christ has risen. Because as we know, a lot of the Christianity rests on the resurrection. So we're excited about that. And last Sunday was special. And it was particularly special for me, and I think other folks here, because we saw faces here that we've not seen in over a year. Because we've been kind of closed down, in case y'all didn't know about it. So we got to celebrate Easter and we got to celebrate seeing people we hadn't seen for a while. So today might be a little bit of a letdown. You might be thinking, well, let's just coast for a little bit because we're tired. It's been busy. Let's just take a break. But we need to remember that Jesus didn't take a break. Jesus was crucified and resurrected, and he kept going. There was more that he had to do, and there's more that we have to do as well. The scripture we're going to have today, we're going to read today, is from 1 John, chapter 1. I'm going to shorten it. We're not going to read all of it. But it's interesting because what's combined with this or paired with this in the lectionary, it's a reading from John. And it's the one where the disciples are hiding. They're scared because Jesus has been crucified. His body wasn't there. Maybe he's been resurrected, but they're not sure. All they know is that they are frightened. They've locked themselves in the room, and they're trying to hide from the people who might be after them as well. And then Jesus appeared, and they started rejoicing because they saw the wounds, but Jesus was alive, and they were celebrating. But Thomas was not with them in that room. And we give Thomas a bad name. We like to call him Doubting Thomas, and we kind of give him a hard time for not believing when the disciples said, "We saw Jesus. We saw the wounds." And Thomas said, "Unless I see it, I can't believe it." And then Jesus appeared to Thomas and showed the wounds, and Jesus said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who believe and have not seen." So we are kind of in that situation. And then we read the scripture for today, 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Let's hear the word of God. "We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So we read these verses from 1 John, and we hear echoes of the Gospel of John. The very beginning of the Gospel of John, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." So the writers of John and 1 John are talking about Jesus in both these sections. And the writer of 1 John wants us to think about the Gospel of John. So it's not a stretch that our minds would go to that room where the disciples have locked themselves in, and we would think about Jesus appearing to them, and then Thomas, and Thomas's faith, or some may say lack of faith. 1 John is representing Jesus to us. Christ is being made present to all of those people in the audience of 1 John, because they can no longer see Jesus or hear Him, or touch Him. And we are like those people. We can't see Jesus. We weren't in that room with the disciples. We're kind of like Thomas in some ways. We are depending on something else to believe. And the writer in 1 John is telling those people in his audience and us today that he had firsthand knowledge of Christ, and he wants them and also us to be able to be in fellowship with him so that all of us together can believe that Jesus was resurrected, that we can believe that God is a God of light and there's no darkness. But can we do that? Are we like the writer of 1 John and the disciples who saw Jesus? We're not. We're like Thomas, who wasn't in that room, but had to believe without seeing. But we don't get the luxury of Jesus showing up to us and showing us His wounds. What are we going to do? Are we going to be able to take that leap of faith and believe what we can't see? Can we do that? We just celebrated Easter, but do we really believe that? That Jesus was resurrected? That takes a leap of faith. And then an even bigger leap is to then tell other people about what we believe. That takes faith. And so as I was writing about this, and I was thinking about faith and the leap of faith you have to take in order to believe what we just celebrated, I thought about Indiana Jones. I know that's weird to think about Indiana Jones while you're sitting there writing about faith, but some of you probably saw the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Indiana's dad has been on a lifelong quest to find the Holy Grail. And he's gone on a journey to do this, but he's missing. And so Indiana's trying to find his dad. And he has his dad's diary. And in its instructions, kind of like clues, there are riddles in this book. and he has to go through them. And so he finds himself with his dad in this cave trying to get to the Holy Grail. His dad has been injured, and he's trying to make his way through these riddles, and he gets to a point that takes a leap of faith. So I watched that clip, and every time I watch it, I think, I wonder what I would do if that were me. And I don't know why I do that, because I know what I would do if that were me. There is no way I would have taken that step. Think about it. He had no idea what he was about to step onto or into. And with the knowledge that I had, I wouldn't have done it. Because the last I checked, I can't float on air, I can't jump that far, and I can't fly. I would not have done that. And fortunately, Jesus is not asking for that kind of leap of faith from us. And that's a good thing. I probably wouldn't be the only one in here who would say, I'm not doing that. Am I? Okay, we're on the same page. Okay, good. But fortunately, it doesn't require that kind of leap to believe in the resurrection. Jesus isn't asking that from us. He's just asking us to believe. There were people who saw him. We have that written down. We know there were people who saw him. We just have to believe that that's what really happened. And then we have to tell people about it. Fortunately, we also live in the United States. We're not going to be persecuted for telling people about Jesus. Nobody's going to come knock at our door in the middle of night and take us off to prison for talking about Jesus. There's not a whole lot at stake for us, except maybe a little bit of, I don't know, prestige. I'm not sure what it is. We might not get invited to some things because we're Christians, so people might not want us to be around when they're doing some things that a Christian might not agree with. So we may miss out on some things like that. We may not get promotions at work because we don't fit in with everybody else because our Christian morals are different than the world's. But that's what Jesus is asking of us. Believe that he is indeed the Messiah and was resurrected, but then also share that belief. And when we do that, we create Christian fellowship, which we have here at Kingswood. That's what happens. When you have a group of people that believe the same, they want to come together. They want to be a part of each other. But then hopefully there's also something else going on. And this Christian fellowship says, okay, let's share what we know with other people. And when we do that, we can go out into environments that are different than here in our church, in these walls, and we could share what we know with everyone around us in the community. And we actually have an opportunity to do that. Y'all saw it in the announcements. Kingswood in the Park, we're going to start having, at least for a little bit, because we can't get together the way we used to, we're going to try having worship in the park. So we get to take our Christian faith, our belief that Jesus was resurrected, we get to move it to the park, to our community and our neighbors, and we get to show them what Christian faith looks like, with our hope being that they might want to join us and be a part of this and see us and go, you know, this is someone who not only is talking the talk about what it means to be a Christian, but they're also walking the walk. And there's something different about them. I want what they have. And we get a chance to show that. On April 25th, at 4 p.m. in the amphitheater over at Brook Run, we could just be there and say, hey, this is what Christian fellowship looks like. This is Christian community. And I am certain that God is working ahead of us in that park, in this community, preparing people. And then they'll see us and go, what are they doing? I like that music. Let me go over there and check this out. And then we're there. A Christian community, in fellowship, believers, and then we have the opportunity to share what we believe, and then to walk our walk. But are we brave enough to take that leap of faith? What if someone sees us? Is that okay? I hope so. So we have to ask ourselves, what does it look like to have this kind of faith and to show it? I just told you one thing we could do. We could go to the park on April 25th. It's not a hard thing. At 4 o'clock, we could do that. And then we need to think this week, I'd like for us to think about, how is it that we are showing the risen Christ through our actions? What are we doing? Are we, I can't believe it unless I see it? Or are we one of those that says, I believe, even though I can't see or hear or touch, I believe what we just celebrated last Sunday. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for all the ways you have sacrificed for us. Forgive us for the times we've taken you for granted, and when taking that step of faith just seems to be too much for us. Give us the strength and the faith to believe, even without seeing. And help us to not keep the good news of your resurrection to ourselves, but to freely share it with all we meet. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.